This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq market are like Macy's and Gimbel's used to be, very competitive, after technical snafus on the Nasdaq market marred the launch of Facebook stock. There are reports the NYSE would like to pick up the business. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Like the Mets and the Yankees, the New York Stock Exchange and Nasdaq aren't fans of each other. And given Nasdaq System's failure Friday, its client Facebook might want to switch teams. Reports say Facebook and the New York Stock Exchange exchanged messages to that effect, old-school style, by phone and email. Officially, the big board denies it. Henry Blodgett, tech analyst from the 90s, now writes the blog Business Insider.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if some people within the New York Stock Exchange had reached out to say, hey, you know, if you're having second thoughts about that decision, we're happy to talk. At the same time, New York Stock Exchange doesn't want to appear to be dancing on NASDAQ's grave, so they're obviously going to deny it officially.
What's in it for the NYSE is stock listing fees, but more important, bragging rights. The big board recently landed several tech listings, to the chagrin of NASDAQ, the younger upstart, the Mets, if you will. Some Wall Street watchers think a Facebook move merits a thumbs down. They say it would buy questionable PR and potentially lawsuits. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.